A strange story. In the northern part of Iceland, there are one child and Hunter's family by the name of Smothers. The family consisted of the John Smothers, his wife, himself, their little daughter, 5 years of age, and her parents, making six people towards the population of the city when counted for a special write-up, but only their by actual account. One day after supper, the little girl was seized with a severe colic, and John's mother hurried downtown to get some medicine. He never came back. The little girl recovered and in time grew up to a manhood. The mother grieved very much over her husband's disappearance, and it was nearly 3 months before she married again and moved to San Antonio. The little girl also married in time, and after a few years had rolled around, she also had a little girl 5 years of age. She still lived in the same house where they dwelt when her father had left and never returned. One night, by a remarkable coincidence, her little girl was taken with cramp colic of the anniversary of the disappearance of John's mother. Who would know have been her grandfather if he had been alive and had a steady job. "I will go downtown and get some medicine for her," said John Smythe, for it was known after then the woman she had married. "No, no, dear John," cried his wife, "you two might despair forever and then forget to come back." So John Smith did not go, and together they sat by the bedside of little Pansy, for that was Pansy's name. After a little, Pansy seemed to grow worse, and John Smythe again attempted to go for medicine, but his wife would not let him. Suddenly, the door opened, and old man, Sobat and Ben, with long white hair, entered the room. "Hello, where is Grandpa?" said Pansy. She had recognized him before any of the others. The old man drew a bottle of medicine from his pocket and gave Pansy a spoonful. She got well immediately. "I was a little late," said John's mother, "as I waited for a state car."